Jazz composer and saxophonist Julius Hempel died last Sunday in New York of complications resulting from diabetes. He was 57. Hempel recorded in settings ranging from overdubbed solos to big band. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he'll be best remembered as the architect of the World Saxophone Quartet, which he co-founded in 1976. Kevin last heard Hempel play just 2 weeks ago. Kevin has this appreciation.
That's the World Saxophone Quartet in 1981, playing Julius Hempel's composition, One Waltz Time. That saxophone sound is Hempel's claim to immortality. He was the World Sax Quartet's main composer and conceptualist until he was ousted by his bandmates in 1989. Through that group, Hempel stamped the music of the many other sax quartets which followed, as well as other jazz, brass, and reed ensembles, and even some mainstream big bands. Hempel's distinctive chord voicings, luxurious and dissonant at the same time, have been an almost irresistible influence. Nowadays, it's hard to write for four saxes and not sound like him. Before there was a World Saxophone Quartet, Julius Hempel had made two classic albums of small group orchestrations, Dogen A.D. and Coon Business, recorded in 1972 while he was living in St. Louis. Hempel originally came from Fort Worth, Texas, the hometown of Ornette Coleman. Hempel didn't really sound like Ornette, but like Coleman, he caught the raw cry of a field holler with his alto saxophone. Also like him, Hempel found his own way to blend the earthiness of Texas blues with the woolly textures of free jazz. His cello player, Abdul Wadood, used his instrument like a blues guitar. In the music they made together, the traditional and innovative elements are equally obvious and equally right. It sounds brand new and rootsy at the same time. This is from Dogen A.D., which is long overdue for reissue. That Julius Hempel has had his influence too, especially on younger band leaders like Marty Ehrlich and Tim Byrne. Abdul Wadood inspired lots of improvising cellists also. He and Hempel continued to play together occasionally. I believe the last album Hempel plays on is a set of their duets from Oakland in 1992. When Hempel left the World Sax Quartet, he turned his attention to a saxophone sextet he'd already used in his so-called saxophone opera, Long Tongues. Hempel told me last year that in retrospect, the quartet probably did him a favor by kicking him out. This much is true. By the early 90s, the saxophone quartet genre was sounding overpopulated and wearing thin. Having two extra voices to work with in the sextet gave Hempel a fresh start. As always, he had an uncanny knack for making the most unlikely chords sound plausible when played by saxophones. The Julius Hempel Sextet made 2 CDs, but Hempel had been ill in recent years and plays only on the first of those, called Fat Man and the Hard Blues. Recently, the Sextet had been performing without him, but Hempel sat in with his own band for 2 nights in New York, 10 days before he died. He didn't play much, but he did take a few solos, and they were vintage Hempel. He still had that searing Texas blues thing that could always grab you, even if you didn't know he was one of the greatest writers for saxophones that jazz ever had.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, Pulse, and The Village Voice.